hours to protect on Beat.
Now, I know that it's only mid-November, but on this week's episode of Hours to Protect, we're queuing up the sleigh bell sound effects and talking about our Christmas jumpers. So I asked my colleagues here at Beat about their Christmas sweaters.
My Christmas jumper is red in colour. It's got like lights, like artificial kind of lights, not on it, but like was knitted into it, and baubles, and it says ho 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 bitches across the front.
I'm going to say three, it could be four, but I did buy two of them in a charity shop, so it's, at least it's not too bad for the environment. One of them I did buy in a fast fashion place online, but that was only one, so not too bad. I think they're all red, which probably isn't, I probably shouldn't have four red Christmas jumpers.
Probably too many to say exactly the amount that I have at home. But my top two are probably, I have one that's Peaky Blinders themed, that says Have a Merry Christmas by order of the Peaky Blinders. And my favourite is a Queen Christmas jumper that I have that says Snohemian Rhapsody. So they're my Christmas jumpers.
I do have matching pajamas with my dogs. So I actually only got that last year, so it'll probably be coming out again this year.
Christmas jumpers have become a big part of our holiday traditions, but unfortunately they are not, for the most part, an environmentally friendly item. Many Christmas jumpers are part of fast fashion, meaning they're poorly produced with a poor carbon footprint. But if you are now sadly putting the thoughts of buying another Christmas jumper out of your head, fear not! One Southeast Residents group has come up with an idea to make your Christmas fashion accessory more climate friendly.
So here we are in the build up to a Christmas jumper swap.
That's Ciara Conway.
And I'm the vice chairperson of the Residents Association here in Tournoor in Abbeyside.
The Residents Association at Tournoor in West Waterford have had sustainability on their minds for the last couple of years, creating a free library, an insect hotel, a beach toy library, and now they're turning their attention to the Yuletide season.
You know, for anybody who's starting to watch the Christmas movies or will start to watch them in the next couple of weeks, we definitely were influenced by our American influences on TV around the whole Christmas sweater, Christmas jumper piece. But yeah, definitely, I think they definitely build up. And if you have small people in your life as well, they build up because they grow out of them so quickly. And they are lovely and they're fun and they're great for, you know, for getting into the festive spirit. But again, there's a really good organisation who based in the UK called the Last Straw Foundation. They've done a lot of research in relation to these. And again, often these jumpers, they're quick, they're not made from sustainable materials, and they're only often worn once. So one in four jumpers are only worn once, and that's it. So we think it would be a really, really good idea if, you know, people could think about donating those pre-loved Christmas jumper is to us. And then we're going to hold an event on the 18th of November in the Dungarvan Library, and the staff there have been brilliant in facilitating us. And you can either purchase one of the pre-loved jumpers for €2 or you could swap it.
Christmas jumpers in all shapes and sizes for adults and children will be available this coming Saturday, November 18th, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Dungarvan branch of Waterford Council Library, with donations going to St. Vincent de Paul.
We're asking people to donate their jumpers before that. Get in contact with us via our Instagram page, which is at Tournoor Court Little Library, or on our Facebook page, which is Tournoor Court Residents Association. And we'd be more than happy to get in touch with people if they want to make a donation of one of their pre-loved jumpers.
And if you're not near West Waterford and you'd like to set up a Christmas jumper swap shop yourself, Ciara has some great advice.
The adages and badages of social media are well versed at this stage, but I know that a couple of people who follow our Instagram account have got in touch and are holding similar events. So, and definitely it's just the organization of it, like literally to have a drop point and to have a couple of people to be able to do it. It is a little bit of organization, but nothing too taxing, and the reward from it and the buzz from it is great.
Ho, ho, ho. Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mann with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.